practices of J Random Shit and Commentary. This is Don't Damn Me. I'm the Reverend Hammer. I apologize if I sound a little tired tonight, but thanks to my shitty job this week, it's just really sapped all my energy, so if this is not as energetic as you expect, I apologize. And Walmart is totally to blame for that. If you would like to send a big fuck you letter to them for being the reason why this segment may not be as entertaining as it could be, just email me and I'll give you the mailing address. Because of that, instead of one theme throughout this segment, I'm going to comment on some news stories I've seen over the week. So, here we go. First, Enron, WorldCom, AOL Time Warner, and now Quest. It seems that whoever was taking care of the books at Quest decided to get a little funny and improperly record how much money they have. Apparently, the difference was of $1.6 billion, and this was happening between the years of 1999 and 2001. In fact, things seem to be so bad for Quest that they've put up several of their assets for sale, including their Questex subsidiary, worth about $9 billion. I wonder if I can finance $9 billion and buy it up, just so I can change it to Spankdex. And on the first few pages of all those phone books would be everything related to Spankwagon. Of course, people probably expect porn with that name, so I don't know if we can oblige. Ford will no longer be producing the Excursion SUV as of the model year 2004. Good. That's one last big-ass SUV driven by some harried soccer mom in my way as I'm trying to get to work. Computer server manufacturer Hewlett-Packard is using the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to sue a group of programmers who have found an exploit in their True64 Unix server system. Why a wonderful way to cover up your problems. If people don't know they exist in the first place, then they just must be not there. And last, but certainly not least, over the course of the past weekend, the website for the RIAA was hit with a denial-of-service attack. A representative from the group was quoted as saying, "Don't they have something better to do during the summer than hack our site? Perhaps it at least took 10 minutes away from stealing music." Are they just that out of touch with reality? I mean, endorsing a bill that would allow copyright holders to pretty much hack peer-to-peer file systems is bad enough, but to make a blatant statement like that just... I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even think of a term for it. Hey, you do, let me know. I really wonder if the RIAA knows what it's getting into if said bill does pass into law. I mean, what, they're just gonna hire, you know, some, you know, Microsoft certified, you know, what they can think is going to solve this problem, while the people that are all self-taught and are, you know, just on the edge of technology and operating systems and networks are going to fight back. I mean, can you imagine that? This bill goes through, an all call goes out for all hackers who want to bring this sort of thing down. Can you imagine that kind of sign up? Qualifications? Wares? Backdooring? Social engineering and wares? You mentioned wares twice. I like wares. But I really hope they're prepared for this, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be fun to watch. Well, that's all I have for you. Like I said, I apologize for not having totally me, but blame my job, alright? Oh, one other thing I'd like to remind you of before you go. This Sunday, National Kids Day. I'm not kidding. Make sure to tell a parent that their little crotchling isn't special. And you probably expect me to have much more commentary on this idea on next week's show. So, any comments or questions? ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. Good night.
Figure it out.